Free Talk Live. It's your show, the Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything that you want if you make them to us. Otherwise, we'll talk about things that are intriguing to us. And one of those things for me has to be the story out of the UK. And it's not an unfamiliar story to those of us who've been doing this show for the last several years, as we have here since 2002. We've seen a few instances pop up from time to time about these security cameras, these government-run cameras that you're starting to see pop up more often at intersections and in bigger cities like New York and Chicago and D.C., all over the place. Just Chicago has these CCTV cameras popping up everywhere, from what I understand. And, of course, Great Britain is the ultimate experiment in these cameras. They have a lot of cameras. I think it's something like a few million cameras, if I'm not mistaken. We'll get you all those details here in a few moments. But what they're finding out, and this according to the Telegraph in the UK, what they're finding out is what the American police have found out already in many places, and that is that the cameras don't really do crap to stop crime. Not only do they not do anything to stop crime, they don't really do anything to catch the criminals. So if crime actually does occur, the cameras aren't really assisting in the catching of the criminals. So what are they for? What is the purpose here? Are you somebody who thinks that having cameras watching everyone's every move on public highways and byways and sidewalks and things like that is a good idea? Are you one who is in support of the surveillance state? Would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, because the story from the Telegraph is laying it all out there, and these things aren't really doing very much.
I think to some extent I'm for the surveillance state. I think that police officers should be required to carry a camera, like a body cam, on them for the interactions that they have with people.
That's not a bad idea.
There are so many interactions where I've got a story right here where it looks like the cops either A, this woman lashed out at the police, as they claim, or B, they beat the crap out of her. I don't know. I mean, they did beat the crap out of her. I don't know, but if there was a camera on these police officers, it's very easy to do. They're geared up at like 40 pounds of body armor and belts and things like that. Why not just a little cam that records what they say and what they do?
I think that's a great idea. Considering,
they're working for us, right?
Considering so many police are just off the handle and crazy and rogue, there's still some good cops out there. But
they certainly wouldn't be able to, the claim wouldn't be able to be made at that point that it's only a bad apple or vice versa.
Right.
I mean, we would have proof. And
they don't want that.
I don't know. No. Why wouldn't they want that, right? I mean, if in fact most police officers are conducting themselves in a fashion that they would be, people would be proud of to see their law enforcement officers doing on a day-to-day basis, why wouldn't they want that kind of, coverage?
Mark, I don't understand. Mark for Sheriff, 2010. So here's a story from the Telegraph, a little bit of it, and we'll jump right into your calls here because people are already calling in on this one. But just so you know, the story here says that each case helped by the use of the CCTV cameras in the UK effectively cost them £20,000 each to detect. £20,000 is basically what they had
so
to pay.
What's that, 40 grand?
Maybe, yeah. About what they had to pay in order to detect those crimes. Now, what are those cases? What do they include? For all we know, it's littering. I mean, for all we know, it's just the most minor thing where $20,000 would not be the restitution that would be paid out to the victim. The critics are saying that it's raised serious concerns over how police forces are using CCTV cameras to fight crime. Britain is one of the most monitored countries in the world,
sure,
with
is
an estimated 4 million cameras nationwide. And it's not a very big place. So 4 million cameras over all of Great Britain. An internal report released by the Metropolitan Police under their Freedom of Information laws disclosed that more than 1 million of their 4 million cameras are in the City of London alone. However, it cast doubt on the use of the cameras as a crime-fighting tool. For every 1,000 cameras in London, less than one crime is solved per year. The report apparently says that the public has a high expectation of CCTV and are frequently told that they are captured on camera 300 times per day. Public confidence was dented when the police often stated there wasn't...
But when you're talking about 4 million cameras, how can anybody be watching these? I mean, I would assume that they're all recording, and I can only imagine what that level, that amount of data costs to keep.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean,
cheap.
My experience is, when it comes to property crimes, the police really don't spend much time trying to solve them. That they feel that they've got other, the administration feels that there's other priorities, like giving tickets out and disturbing the peace and all
catch
this other
potheads.
Stuff. Those things, and they don't really spend much time, so I can hardly imagine them putting too many officers pouring through these tapes, trying to find, or this digitally recorded video, trying to find who got their purse snatched where and all that other stuff.
It said that increasingly members of the public were complaining that officers hadn't bothered to view the available CCTV images when they're trying to track down criminals. It's disclosed that a significant rise in level of complaints from the public, where it's perceived that police have not viewed the CCTV, now is approaching 100 per year, 100 complaints per year. So basically, the police brag about how often people are recorded, telling the public, you're recorded 300 times per day. But then when somebody steals something from you, you go down to the police department, you file out the report, and then you find out later on that they didn't even look at the images. They didn't even pull up the images of the cameras to find out who was there at the time at which you said that you were robbed. So they're not even utilizing the tools that they have. And why should they? It's like you said, Mark, they're not really that interested in finding your stuff. That doesn't bring them any revenue. So where's their motivation? The report found that the officers, untrained officers, were often downloading and viewing CCTV images in their hunt for evidence, that the cameras were effective in crime fighting if the images and information from them was used properly. So they must be just using them quite improperly in most cases. Their detective that commissioned the report admitted there were some concerns about how CCTV was being used. And it flashes me back a little bit to back when we used to live down in Florida, Mark. Ybor City had put up a bunch of these cameras probably about 5 years ago at this point. And what they'd found out was the cameras were misidentifying people.
Yeah, these had the software in it that were supposed to, be able to catch criminals and bad people. And
yeah, like match up a face with a database or something.
They haven't got that. That technology is not yet ready for prime time, I can tell you that.
So I want to know, are you somebody that supports the surveillance society? Can you explain why? If so, look, I'm okay with having cameras on private property. I just get a little concerned when unaccountable bureaucrats are the ones that are utilizing the cameras on the public property for the purposes of extracting money from people, which is in a lot of ways what some of these cameras are for. Here in America, we've got the red light cameras, we've got the speeding ticket cameras, and those cameras exist simply for revenue generation, not to help keep you safe. Let me go to your phone calls here. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, comment on this or anything else. We'll go to Van listening to WVNA in Alabama. Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Van, what's on your mind tonight?
I heard you guys talking last night about laptops and about how they were confiscating them and going through them and having access to all of your private and personal data.
That's correct. The Border Patrol and the ICE guys, the federal government, basically, if you're crossing a border, they can take your laptop, they can take your BlackBerry, they can take your iPhone, any electronic device that you have, they can take it and they can hold it for, in some cases, up to 30 days while they poke around.
That is scary. I think maybe a suggestion for your listeners is to pull the hard drive, take the laptop with you. Don't take the hard drive. Leave it in the country where you're doing your work, and have one in every country that you travel to.
That's a possibility, but it would just make more sense to have one of those online data accounts where you can back up files to an online server. And then just back up all your business documents or whatever it is you need to be accessing in the other country. And when you arrive there, you can just pull those files down wherever you're at. You don't even really need to even take a laptop with you, as long as you'll have access to a computer when you get to where you're going. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. But the hard drive thing would work too.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Depends on how much privacy you want.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about being watched by the government? Turns out that they're not even really looking that often. Even in Great Britain with 4 million cameras, they're not even really investigating the camera footage when a crime's been reported. What are they doing with that stuff?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though specifically looking for somebody that is just a big fan of government camera monitoring, like they have over in the United Kingdom, and that is starting to pop up around this country. Everything from cameras in the streets like they have in New York City and Chicago to kind of the street cams with the traffic light, red light cams, the speeding cams. Does all that make you feel safe, or does it make you feel violated? 1-800-259-9231, or how does it make you feel? For me, I don't like the idea of the government having these cameras. It seems like the most effective ones are the ones that are just used for revenue generation, the red light cameras, the speeding ticket cameras. They're just cashing in on people with those and not keeping anyone safe. And, of course, in the UK, the big sales pitch on the 4 million CCTV cameras that are all across the country was that, oh, don't worry, this is going to keep you safe. Well, turns out it hasn't really done anything. In fact, according to the Telegraph, earlier this year in the UK, and we talked about this on Free Talk Live, separate research commissioned by the Home Office suggested the cameras had done virtually nothing to cut crime. But they were most effective in preventing vehicle crimes in car parks. Well, okay. Well, that's good, I guess. But 4 million cameras hasn't done anything to help the crime situation
in
the UK.
I'd like to see that compared to lights in car parks.
That was what that report showed.
Right.
That showed that
lights are nearly as effective as cameras. And my question is...
Lights are more effective than cameras in preventing crime. Like, well, not car park crime, but crime in general, of people being robbed, people being, you know, held up, that sort of thing.
Sure, but you have to have lights to have the cameras work anyway.
That's true.
Essentially, so I'd be interested. What would happen if you just put up a few more lights, and how would that be as effective, more effective? That's what I would prefer to see here, because that's really what happened. What's useful? This footage, there's just too much of it for it to be useful for anything, really.
Yep, and as the studies are showing here, the cops aren't even using the footage that they have effectively. Many investigations where they should be looking at the cameras, they're not even bothering. And it goes back to the issue of incentive. What incentive do the police have to investigate these crimes thoroughly? They just don't have it. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. There's a little bit more from this report, but I want to hear from you. Let's go to Russ listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey,
Russ, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just came from Dallas. I was in Plano and Allen. Those are little suburbs to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And literally every intersection has cameras. And, you know, the only thing that it seems to me it does is it makes people slam their brakes on rather than risk going through a light and getting a ticket sent in the mail.
Yep. What you're talking about here is documented facts. The fact is, intersections become more dangerous if red light cameras are put in there, because what happens is people the politicians get some revenue because people are running the red lights. Then they stop because they start getting used to the cameras being there, so they'll start stopping, and then the politicians will begin to shrink the amount of yellow light time so that they can get that revenue back, because it's become a line item for them and an important source of revenue. They'll shrink the yellow light time,
Making
it more dangerous, so people are slamming their brakes on and getting rear-ended. People are getting hurt, so the politicians can cash in on these the cameras. It's happened just about everywhere. Every major metro, these things have been put in, and by major, I mean top 100 metro that these things have been put in. That's what the politicians end up doing, because they end up getting used to that nice, fat little bit of revenue coming in.
Okay, but here's the thing. Once they're up, unless somebody started a grassroots effort that just involved everybody, you'll never get them down.
That's probably true.
That's the truth with every government program.
So I don't know the answer, but I thought I'd give you my 2 cents.
Well, I appreciate that, Russ.
I think a 22 rifle might be the answer to those things.
Thanks for the call. Well, you know, Mark, I can't say I'd feel bad about vandalism done toward government property. I mean, after all, you did pay for it. So is it wrong to take a 22 rifle to a government camera?
If that government camera is causing people to have wrecks there at that light, yeah.
It's not wrong.
No, it's not wrong. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, if you have seen a shorter the duration of the yellow light shrink because that camera's up there, I'm sorry. I mean, the fact is, these cameras, the end result with these cameras is they hurt and kill people.
Do you remember the story out of Arizona with the Santa Clauses covering up the traffic cameras? Do you remember that one?
Yes.
They had some guys dress up. I don't remember what. I don't know if it was the holiday season or just completely randomly. Guys in Santa outfits came out with like a stepladder or something like that, and these boxes that were designed to look like presents because it was, you know, Santa's. So they made a video of this, and I'm sure you can pull it up over at YouTube, but they basically got up on their stepladder, and they put these pretty gift-style boxes over top of the cameras. I think they're speeding cameras there in Arizona that they were doing this to, and of course the government made a big hubbub about how terrible this is. This is a crime. And there were a lot of people that supported the Santas, and I certainly am one of them. I feel like that's a really creative way to show how you don't appreciate these things. In the UK, the speeding cameras have been vandalized in various different ways. Obviously, if you vandalize the government property in that way, they're probably going to spend the money to replace it. So you could make the claim that by vandalizing those cameras, you're just costing taxpayers even more.
I suppose you could make that claim. However, the fact that the government steals money isn't the fault of the person on whom they are spending the money.
That's true. And the local governments will run out of money eventually. I mean, they can't print money like the federal government can. So if you knocked out enough of their cameras, then they wouldn't be able to replace them all in a short amount of time.
I would say move away from these places is really – I mean, if that's what your local municipal government thinks about you, that you are essentially
a revenue source.
Yeah. That's
what they always thought about you.
Well, perhaps some local governments think of that less than others. I mean, there are places where they're not doing this, places that they are. And I say leave these places.
But moving out doesn't work forever, Mark, because then the tyranny will just come to where you are.
Stop. Don't put up with it this time. It's a heck of a lot easier to, as the gentleman said, once they're up, they're difficult to get down.
Oh, Mark, we found an apologist, I believe. Al in Florida listening to WFTL. You're on Free Talk Live. Apologist for the cameras. Go ahead.
Okay, most of the time I agree with you guys, but I think you're on the wrong track here.
Okay.
The cameras, first of all, I don't know if you watch True TV or deadly videos and things like that, but a lot of the footage where you see hit and runs and people just doing what they're not supposed to do, it's generated from those street cams. Number two, when you see a yellow light, it doesn't mean speed up and try to get through the intersection. A yellow light, no matter how fast or how slow they set it up to be, means be prepared to stop. So people trying to, or people who think that they need to, I see the light is getting ready to turn red. I need to speed up. You need to go back to driving school. Yellow light means be prepared to stop. So anybody...
Well, that's a pretty cavalier attitude. Wait, before you go on, that's a pretty cavalier attitude with the fatalities and the casualties that are piling up because of these cameras.
It's ignorant driving.
So they should die? Wait a second. I mean, you're talking about little lights, man. I mean, they should have a longer duration so people can get through.
But let's bring Al back here in a moment. Al, hang on. 800-259-9231. He says cameras, good idea. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. And while you're at freetalklive.com, enjoy all those features there for free. As other talk show hosts want to charge you, we give you stuff like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you absolutely free at freetalklive.com. Well, we'd asked Al to hang on. Maybe he had somewhere to go because he dropped off the line. But Al had called in because we were discussing the issue of these government cameras, and they are popping up everywhere. Now, if you live out in the middle of, the woods, you probably aren't seeing this happen. But if you're in a, major metro, you definitely probably have noticed them by now at intersections, capturing people running red lights, capturing people speeding. Also, of course, in the UK and some of the bigger cities in America, we're seeing them just pop up all over the place. The UK has over 4 million CCTV cameras that are all wired into the various different police departments across the country. And their own government studies are admitting that these cameras aren't really doing anything to prevent crime. They're not doing anything to prevent crime, and they're not really doing anything to catch crime. The statistics show that it costs over £20,000, and someone did the math for me, that's over $32,000. It's costing that amount of money to catch a criminal that has been caught on one of these cameras. So they've spent all of this money, and they've gotten very little return on investment. As the story
Which is sort of what the government does.
Sure. And as the story from the Telegraph says, The House of Lords committee said that £500 million was spent on new cameras in the 10 years between 10 years from 1996 to 2006, which was money that could have been spent on street lighting and neighborhood crime prevention initiatives. Now, obviously, I think that people's money should be not taken from them in the first place, but I would say that as far as if you have to choose between government cameras and street lighting and crime prevention initiatives, seems like the it seems like a no-brainer to me.
Didn't Orwell warn us about this? I mean, it really does seem like the no-brainer. These are cameras recording citizens going about their daily chores. And sure, I would love to have a crime, my crime caught on film, but as it's being shown here in the United Kingdom, in fact, when the crime is caught on film, where you're the victim, by and large, the cops aren't going through the film because it's just too much work.
Sometimes they don't, yeah.
There are hours and hours and hours of footage. And
4 million cameras.
If you've dealt with the police on a property crime, and I'm not saying that I don't, you know, I haven't dealt with them on much besides property crimes, but if you've dealt with them on a property crime, you know that, well, by and large, they've got other things to do.
So Al had called in to say he supports the idea of the cameras. He brought up the point that in some cases the cameras on the roadways have, for instance, caught people doing naughty things, you know, or maybe able to identify a vehicle of somebody who did something dangerous on the road. And, you know, if that's all they were being used for, well, then I don't know if I'd have a big problem with it. I mean, if for instance, like I said, I support cameras on private property. It's just that when they're in the hands of the government, they become a problem. Like when I'm at Walmart, I see the cameras in the parking lot. They've got them up on the building, the front of the building. There are usually several of them pointing down at the parking lot, and that's to help keep their customers safe from some sort of criminal activity that might be going on, somebody getting robbed at their car. And of course, it's also to help Walmart identify people that are stealing from their store and getting in their cars and running away. And so their cameras help keep people safe. They're not using their cameras to extract money from their customers. But that's what the government uses its cameras for. So if what Al's saying is true, and I have no reason to disbelieve him, that there have been some naughty drivers caught with some of these cameras, okay. But that doesn't. But most of these cameras are being used at intersections, and they're being used to ticket people for running red lights. And
right. Well, he was saying that they're shortening the duration of yellow lights in order to get people tickets. Because if you see a yellow light, you should try to be prepared to stop, not try to go through the light. And certainly that's true. But the fact is,
I don't know if that's true.
What's that?
I think
yellow light, you should.
It depends on where you are according to the light. If you
right.
are, within
you need to decide for yourself. You need to be right. given enough time. There should be, if they are going to have these things, there should be some kind of national law that tells the local municipalities how long a yellow light should be, rather than them just screwing with it. But you know that the federal government isn't going to get involved because they, you know, this is a great way for local governments to make revenue. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, it's not just people that drive poorly or have made a mistake that are getting in accidents, getting hurt. It's the people that are around them in other vehicles. Innocent people are getting hurt because that's what happens when you have car wrecks. They run into other cars.
Yep.
So these lights are hurting innocent people.
All right, let's continue.
Cameras, excuse me.
Continue with your phone calls here. I think we have Ray also listening to WFLA in Florida. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Ray, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, we're talking about the government wasting money. Now, this is a situation that I've been paying alimony for the last 20 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this doesn't seem related, but we'll get there.
Okay.
I have, in 2007, the IRS sends me this thing saying that you owe this money because you didn't pay it. So I give them all the proof that I have as far as how much I got to pay. I give mm-hmm. them letters from the court, give them papers from domestic relations, showing them the actual figures,
sure.
And they still keep sending me these letters saying that I still owe this money because this is no good.
Yeah.
And
the IRS doesn't make mistakes. I didn't know if you were aware.
And here I they've been doing this since for a year now,
mm-hmm.
at least every other month. But the thing is, whoever you talk to, first I'll get a guy in Austin, Texas. Next I'll get a guy in Washington. Next time I'll get a guy in Atlanta. And And you never talk to the same person, and there's never, I'm just at a loss of who I go, because I really don't, they're really telling me that I don't owe that much just for the year 2007, which I did pay, and I don't see why I should have to pay it. And if I would go get a lawyer, like everybody said, well, go get a lawyer, well, the lawyer would probably cost me more money than what I owe. And,
so are they eventually going to
dock? Catch 22 situation.
It sure is.
I don't know where to turn to.
Are they eventually going to dock the money from your paycheck or something like that if you don't
pay? They will, yeah. Yep, they will. Well, I'm 72 years old, so they'll just take it off my pension, I guess.
But, what can you do? This goes back to something we were talking about earlier on our weekday show this week, and that is when you're trying to get in touch with a government bureaucracy because you have an issue that you want to discuss, it's next to impossible. These people don't want to talk to you, and it goes back to the initiative. It goes back to the fact that these people don't have the incentive to do anything in regards to customer service. Of course, the IRS always loves to talk about how we're all about service at the IRS. Well, you know, I'd just like to not have your services anymore. Thank you very much. Not interested in that.
Well, all they had to do, all they could do is, you know, call domestic relations up, you know, and ask them, you know, or go on the internet and see my account. But they don't want to even hear anything like that. And the thing is about wasting money, I've got more paperwork here that they've generated that probably is worth more than $3,000, you know.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what else to tell you, man. But
I talked to somebody in Jacksonville last week, and they says, well, okay, somehow your paperwork got lost. Well, this is the third time. I was sold by a different person in a different city, and I faxed
it. So wait a minute. The paperwork that you had sent to them, they said, oh, we never got it.
Right, exactly.
They love that move. If you don't send something by some sort of trackable, certified mail, they can just dump it in the circular file and say, never made it.
And stick it to their chest. They don't know they got it.
I already did send a certified mail to them. You know,
wow.
This was last year I sent a certified. But I did this last week. I did it again. I faxed it this time. It was in Jacksonville. How it made it there, and that's where it's going to stay, they tell me. Today I get a letter from Atlanta.
I would tell them to go to hell, that they're not going to get another dime out of you as long as you live. Thanks for the call. Good luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He paid the alimony, tried to prove that he paid it, and they said, nah, it's not good enough.
We don't care.
Nah, you still owe us.
Pay it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Pony up, sucker. All right, more on the way. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's your tough line.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. Just call in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And it's the same great Amazon prices. It's just that Amazon's sending us a percentage of their profits because we sent them the business. So go and get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com.
I've switched the vitamin that I've been taken for years, and you know, now instead of every morning getting up and choking down some giant horse pill with some orange juice, instead I'm now taking a chewable vitamin called Chews for Health Superfruit Complex. Not only is it a vitamin, but it's an antioxidant at the same time, so I don't have to feel bad about not, you know, paying a huge amount of money for one of those acai berry little shot drinks that my wife used to make me drink. And you can try this one out by calling. We can get 1 week for free and call 800-219-8874, and they'll give you a free week. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. It's Choose for Health Superfruit Complex, 800-219-8874 for a free week.
All right, let's continue here taking your phone call. Started the show out by talking about the traffic cameras, crime cameras. They're finding out that the traffic cameras are putting people in danger. For instance, with the yellow lights, when they're shortening yellow lights, people are now jamming on the brakes to avoid getting a ticket that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten. But without the traffic cameras, they would have been able to just pass through safely, even if it was a fraction of a second too late, and everything would be fine. But now to avoid the tickets, they're slamming on brakes. People are getting in car wrecks. People are getting hurt. They're dying because of these cameras. Over in the UK, they're finding out that the security cameras they have up all over the place, over 4 million of them, have done virtually nothing to stop crime. And so I just, you know, wondering how you feel about all this, this being watched by the government. 800-259-9231. We go to Pam, listening to WFLA in Florida. Pam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Pam. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to what you said about the cameras, and I agree. It really is just a way for the local governments to make money, and it does put people at risk. But what confused me was I heard you, the host, say that you wanted to limit government and they stopped spending your money. And then I heard someone else speak right behind you and say there should be a national law for yellow lights. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Every time somebody says there should be, they should think about who's spending your money when you say should be. Because
is that what you said, Mark? Is that there should be a law?
I said if you're going to have these lights, that there needs to be some kind of national law that limits the local governments from having them. I don't think we need red light cameras anyway because I think that they're dangerous. That's my opinion. And if you have a national law, how does it cost money? I mean, this is one of these sort of unfunded mandates.
There's a bureaucracy with anything that's national.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that just increases our taxes. Every time we say there should be and we're talking about something from the government, it's going to cost us money. So we need to be careful about saying should be.
I agree that you could pass a law, the federal government could pass a law that says all yellow lights must be a 5-second duration. And they wouldn't need a bureaucracy. However, I agree that if they were to pass that law, and they'll never pass the law, I think they will. And in fact, they'll have a staff of 10,000 bureaucrats that are getting $100,000 a year.
Whether they need pensions to
enforce it.
Yeah, whether they need it or not, they'll have a bureaucracy.
You're right about that.
Thank you for putting him in his place, Pam. I really appreciate that. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Really, it was more of, I think, probably a miscommunication on your part there.
If we are going to have them, there should be some kind of stipulation. However, who's going to make the stipulation on local governments? State governments? Well, then you're going to have it all over the board. One state's going to allow gay people to marry, the other one's not, and then you've got a big mess.
But isn't that generally what federalism was all about, that the states could set different rules and people would move about according to where had the best
rules?
That's
the idea, but it costs a lot of money to move. I mean, you've got real estate broker fees and all that other stuff. Every time you sell something, essentially you're going to lose some money. So moving costs thousands and thousands of dollars, not to mention
plus, what
people's
if the
jobs are. And
what if the federal government sets the law on a dangerous level, and now you've got dangerous intersections all over the country?
At least it would be a uniform sort of. No, it wouldn't make them much worse. I mean, it would be a minimum thing. Everything the federal government, anytime they pass a law, they're never going to pass the one you want them to. However, if they were to pass a law that says that the duration of yellow lights must be a minimum of 5 seconds, then
that's a long yellow light.
5 seconds? I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure yellow lights don't last that long.
I don't know.
If we were to go silent for 5 seconds, it would be an awfully long time. 5 seconds of silence. We won't even do it because our stations would get upset. Anyway, we continue here with your calls.
The next pauses are like that long.
Let's go to Jerry in Florida, also listening to WFLA. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to comment, the city of Lakeland, Florida, I don't know if you're familiar with that, right outside Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They've had the cameras now for only about 5 months. They put them in, and they did a study. And if you can look on all the local news channels, where in 3 months' time, they generated over $500,000 in fines.
Sure. See, right now they're in the gravy period there in Lakeland. They're raking in all this money, but that money's going to start to diminish because the fellas in their four-wheel drive pickup trucks are going to be like, I'm not going to pay that ticket no more, and they're going to start slamming on their brakes, and the city's going to be like, well, what do we do? We've gotten used to the $500,000 in 3 months. The city of Lakeland can use that money. There's bureaucrats' pensions to pay, and
oh yeah.
So then they're going to have to shorten the duration. This is what's happened in just about every single metro that these things have been in, and they're going to shorten the duration of the yellow light, and then people are going to end up running that. So then they're going to catch them. Then there's going to be accidents.
I'd like to point something out about all this. That $500,000 that comes from people who would otherwise have used that money to do various different things. That's
sure.
That's money that the city's probably celebrating because they had pour into their coffers. But I think it's tragic. I think every one of those $500,000 is a tragedy because that could be money that is going out to the grocery store to put food in kids' mouths. That could be money that could have bought, the brake job that somebody would need to repair their car. That could be money that you could use for whatever purposes you were going to in your life.
It's back to school time. It's nice to have some good stuff to send your kid back to school with.
The economy's kind of having a tough time. Some people are out of work. Some people are having a more difficult time making ends meet. The last thing they need is another damn ticket to pay from the local government.
Exactly. And the thing is most of those tickets are only people who crossed the white line or made a right turn on red and didn't come to a complete stop. Things that a police officer would never have given you a ticket for.
Really?
In the first place.
So they actually admitted that in their own study?
Oh yeah, it's all, I mean, it's all over the local news here in Tampa, and it's silly violations. Not even the fact that they're running red lights.
Ah, that is interesting.
They're going past the white line, and they're making right turns without making complete stops.
Right, right. I mean, I did that. I do that all the time.
No, you can
decide. Right, you decide for yourself because you're a big grown-up person and you can make your own decisions as to how to keep yourself safe. If there's no cars coming, you can just take the right turn. So I think it's very interesting. Do you know what the percentage was as far as you said it was most of them that was just that silly stuff?
All they said was it was just the majority.
The majority.
They didn't break down like in the percentages.
So most of the people that were ticketed by the red light cameras were not just blowing straight through the intersection. That's what you're telling me.
Exactly, and they showed a lot of the footages of the cameras. You know, they showed the pictures where it was just a vehicle past the white line.
Amazing.
And they're like, you know, a cop would not write me a ticket for that.
I'd also like to point out that when you apply your brakes, you're taking momentum away from the car, and, you know, it requires calories in the form of fossil fuels in order to get that car back up to speed. So, you know, we're worried about, well, using all the oil up, and everybody's worried about energy efficiency and all that stuff. It's really gosh darned inefficient to bring your vehicle to a full and complete rock back stop and then turn right when it's completely clear.
It's just mindless obedience training. That's all it is.
That's exactly what it is. Mindless obedience training.
Jerry, any other thoughts?
That helps the city because then it gives them more fuel tax because now you have to use more fuel.
Brilliant point. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the information. Very illuminating because we never really heard before. I mean, we know that the red light cameras are dangerous. We've heard the statistics about that. But I've never heard a breakdown of the types of tickets that they were giving out.
Hadn't even considered it.
Right. When you hear about people getting a red light camera ticket, you always think that means somebody's blowing through the intersection, 2 seconds after the light's gone red. But he's saying most of them were people just turning right on red. And rolled past the line a little bit.
Yeah. It happens, too. For some reason, you don't stop right in front of the line. You'll stop past it a little bit. I don't know. I mean,
amazing.
Is it really that big of a deal?
It's revenue, man. They'll take it whatever they can get. And most people will pay it. Which
of course, suspend your license if you don't pay it.
Well, that's the problem, right? I mean, that brings us to the issue of what do you do about this? I mean, we talked about breaking down the cameras earlier, vandalizing them, that sort of thing. Of course, another route is to just not obey and pay the tickets and the fines. But like you say, then they pull they take your license away, and then you get pulled over for driving on a suspended license, and then they take your car from you. So how do you change this? Hour number 2 is coming up. We'd love to have your suggestions at 800-259-9231. Of course, we might suggest the Free State Project.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.